Tom, welcome back from China.
It's great to be back in the good old U.S. of A.
Wanted to get your take and your reaction to the governor's plan to reinvent Michigan's education system.
Well, I think that it's a bold plan that has the potential to truly transform education in the state. And clearly, it does need transforming. It sent a very clear message that the status quo is dead in terms of the way that schools are operating. You know, the governor pointed out very clearly we have hundreds of schools across the state that are not even preparing one child that's ready to go off to a four-year university. We have too many children that aren't able to read at grade level. And what he said is this has got to change, but he didn't do it in a blaming way. In his style, he reached out to people and said, we have to work together to solve this problem for our children of the great state of Michigan.
There are 23 school districts with deficits of more than $1 million. Most of those appear in bigger cities and in places where there is economic strife. And it also are places, our cities, where there are challenges with educating our kids. What can we do to help these cities?
Well, I think that what the governor is saying is let's stop looking at how much we're putting in and look what we're getting out. In the state of Michigan, even during these tough times, the governor and the legislature, Republican and Democrat alike, have made education a priority. We can look at the glass as half empty in that we have some tough economic times, or we can look at it as half full. We have, with local, state, and national federal money, approximately $18 billion to educate 1.7 million children. Now, if we continue to operate as we always have, we're going to continue to get what we've always gotten. And what the governor said yesterday is the status quo will not take us where we need to go in the state, and we're going to have to take a look at how we use the resources we currently have in ways that are going to affect better outcomes.
Well, the governor's plan is to reward good schools with more funding, allow charter schools and districts with at least one academically failing school. But the topic that I was most interested in was teacher tenure. How much does teacher tenure affect teachers and their ability to teach, especially those bad teachers?
Well, the research is very, very clear, Tony, is that if you get two, three bad teachers in a row, it almost sinks you academically as a child. And so we need to be doing everything we humanly can to support the great teachers that are out there in our schools. And Michigan has some of the nation, in fact, some of the world's best. And we need to celebrate those great teachers and make sure we give them the support and the resources to do their job and to find as many ways as we can to lift them up. Having said that, we know that there are teachers, like in any enterprise, that aren't doing a good job. And we ought to provide them with the support they need, the staff development they need to get better. But if they don't, we have to stop maintaining public education as an employment office for people that are incompetent and not providing our children with the education they need and deserve in order to thrive in this hyper-competitive global economy.
And finally, Tom, the plan that seemed the most interesting and the most needed was to consolidate early childhood development. Everyone from you to all the education experts, I haven't had one person say that early childhood development isn't as or maybe more important than any portion of the education process. What's your take on that?
Well, again, this is another area that I can fully support what Governor Snyder is doing. Early childhood education is absolutely critical. You know, I said to a builder once that was asking me how important it is, and I asked him, do you build a house starting from the roof down, or do you start with a strong foundation and build up? And investing in the early years of children's life are absolutely critical. It's brain research shows that 85% of the human brain is developed in the first five critical years of life. And there's a Nobel Prize-winning economist, Dr. Heckman, out of the University of Chicago, that has demonstrated from an economic standpoint that investing in early childhood is the best investment a state can make. And so I commend Governor Snyder for pulling this together, targeting those resources, and highlighting the importance of early childhood, quality early childhood education.
All right, thanks, Tom. We'll talk soon.
It's always good to talk to you, Tony. Thank you.